You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, it's that time again, time for Nerd Overload, the show that's begrudgingly stopping playing Pokemon Go for an hour to bring you the latest and greatest in nerd and geek and pop culture. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha.
Hey, we have a great show for you. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get into the stuff we've checked out. We've all played Pokemon Go. We're going to talk about that later. That's something we've all checked out. Okay, let's talk about some other stuff. So, all right.
There is nothing else. There is only Pokemon Go. Yep.
Samantha and I went to Kosai, was it last weekend?
Last Thursday.
They were having their Kosai After Dark.
Oh, yeah.
Kosai for adults.
And drinking.
21. You have to be 21 and up to even get in, so there's no kids there.
Oh, that's awesome.
That sounds like the best time to go to Kosai.
it was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
They have a new Game Masters exhibit, which is a bunch of video game stuff, video game history, and I mean, it was so cool. They had like a lot of concept art from different game designers. They had Will Wright's design documents from The Sims, and
you could flip
through them and look at all the notes he took and
oh,
all the.
Oh man, that's cool!
Wow,
that's
insane.
They had the original design document for Deus Ex under glass.
Mm.
A lot of Warren Spector's original Disney collectibles that he had from his own private collection, because he's the guy that did Epic Mickey.
Right, yeah.
Along with System Shock and Deus Ex.
that's really cool.
A lot of really cool Tim Schafer stuff. Double Fine art.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Just a lot of, and they have a lot of arcade games set to free play.
Okay.
This is full of games you can play. Like, if it talked about a game, it usually had like a little TV or something set up where you could actually play it.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
We played some Parappa. Yeah, that there.
Did you turn in pose?
Yeah. You nailed the first level.
Stayed cool most of the time.
Yeah.
You
rapping cool.
I haven't played Parappa the Rapper.
It's such a good game.
Since it first came out.
They typoed Umjammer Lammy on the sign, though. It said Unjammer Lammy. That's not the name of the game.
Okay.
A lot of Yuji Naka interviews around. They apparently talked to Yuji Naka a long time.
Really?
He's the creator of Sonic.
Right.
Sonic Team guy.
Yeah.
They had a Nintendo section, but Nintendo didn't send him anything.
Really?
Which is really lame.
Yeah,
that's a bummer.
Had, games you could play. Was it New Super Mario Brothers? Or?
Yeah, it was one of the New Super Mario Brothers games.
But, like, projected onto the wall really big.
That's kind of salty, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had a bunch of DS games at a table, but I don't know, it felt more like an ad for new Nintendo games than it was any sort of exhibition of Nintendo.
Right.
There was some stuff from Blizzard, some cool concept art from Blizzard. Some Chris Metzger stuff. But yeah, it was really awesome. It was worth the price of admission just to see all that stuff.
Oh, very cool. Was there any indie dev, anything there?
Oh, yeah.
Or was it just, yeah?
Yeah, they had an indie section.
It was like half of it was.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, wow.
Just had like tablets set up on these weird wooden blocks where you could sit down and play.
What
was that one we played that was pretty fun?
The air hockey one?
No.
No? Oh, it was Critter Crunch. It was a weird, like, puzzle game. It was by Cappy. It was pretty good. I'd never seen it before. They had also, for the After Dark game theme night, they had, like, a mini game dev expo. So there was local game developers showing off some of their games,
Okay. Which
was pretty neat.
Anything good?
There was one called The Pedestrian that was cool. It was like a simple platformer, but everything was done with, like, in road signs. So you were a little stick figure running on road signs in this 3D outdoor environment.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so funny because Cody was trying to figure out how to get going. And like the guy, the dev, was like standing behind him, beside me. And he was just like, I could see him just like trying not to tell him what to do. Like, he was getting mad. Like, not really mad, just frustrated that he wasn't getting it right away.
Well, I mean, it wasn't entirely conventional because the... different rooms that you platform and you can move them around and connect them in different ways. And that's the puzzle aspect of the game.
Okay.
Staying with his arms crossed and like literally like doing this like
his frustration was palpalable.
That's awesome.
I think you could feel it.
Yeah, I could feel it burning the like on the back of my head. Like I can tell you
what is wrong with you. You don't understand my art.
Yeah. Which I mean, gosh. I get it. I've kind of been there when I was demoing Frank Fission at at Pack Rat. Like I get it. You want to tell people how to do it, but you can't because then you don't get, you know, that valuable data of what people want to do in your game as opposed to what they can do and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There was some other games there too, but I can't seem to remember any of the names.
I just know that one guy seemed like he may have had a little too much to drink.
Yeah.
He was a little happy.
Yeah. I mean, he explained all of their two games very well.
He was very nice.
I think that was Multivarious Games. They had No Mercy, which is something their artist had come up with that was really cool looking. And then another one that was like a spaceship simulator where you played as the AI that maintained the ship.
Oh, okay.
But I don't remember what that was called. I didn't try it.
You got a card from them.
But... yeah. I didn't try it because it sounded like something very not conducive to playing a demo on the floor at Kosai.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's another one. Somebody had made an old school style MMO, and they were handing out just copies of it.
Oh, that's cool.
And some like bonus items on a card. And now I can't remember what it was called. Dang it.
Womp, womp, womp. Well, anyway, it sounds like it was a really good time.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Isn't there going to be like a big...
Yeah, there's going to be a full-size game dev expo at Kosai. I think it's in October.
Oh, wow.
And I'm definitely going to check that out. Because, I mean, it was pretty cool, just the miniature version with like four or five devs there.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
You should all try to go.
Yeah.
Man, I haven't been to Kosai in like the new Kosai since pretty much they opened it.
I should.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So we have an inn too.
Yeah, that's right, you guys. Yeah, yeah. So that's really cool.
We didn't see Amanda, but
she probably didn't want to be at work.
Yeah,
true.
Or she was busy in adventure, which costs extra now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder if we should have asked to see
an adventure. What's that?
The adventure section of Kosai. It used to be like a walkthrough thing where you kind of like solve a puzzle, and there's like a little bit of a show aspect.
Oh, is that like where like the temple thing is?
Yes.
Okay, because I remember doing that, kind of.
Yeah, I guess they changed it up a lot, and now it costs extra to do it.
Huh.
Like $5 or something.
Oh, that's not bad.
I mean, on top of your ticket.
Yeah, true. Like I said, it's been a really long time since I've been to Kosai. Do they still have that arcade, like, in the front when you walk in?
No, but the new Game Masters exhibit was basically...
Is it a permanent installation?
I think it might be. I'm not sure though.
Because a lot of those really cool exhibits tend to be only limited.
I feel like I read somewhere that it was permanent, but maybe it's not. Don't quote me on that.
Because there was a Star Wars exhibit.
There was a Lego exhibit.
There was a Lego exhibit. That was there for a long time. There was a.
Yeah, the Lego one was cool.
There was a Titanic one.
There was the people, the bodies, the people cut in half.
Oh, Body World.
Body World.
Okay. That was cool.
Yeah.
That
so was I remember cool. There was another exhibit kind of like that, but that was at Easton.
Yeah, I think they had something like that over there as well.
Body Worlds has been all over the place.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like a popular one, I think, or something like that.
Is that all we have to say?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
All right. We pretty well covered it.
Yeah. Well, I haven't checked out a whole lot this week, to be honest with you. There's one show that I, there's a TV show that I wanted to try to check out. It is a way like out of left field something for me. The show itself, the premise of the show is something way out of left field. If you know anything about me, it's more Skeleton Warriors. there's a channel on DirecTV called El Rey. It's owned by Robert Rodriguez, the film director, and
of Sin City.
Yeah,
El Mariachi, that guy.
Yeah, really good director. And he, the channel, they play a lot of kung fu movies. They play a lot of really cool stuff. But one of their first like what's the word I'm thinking of?
Original
the
series.
First, yeah, the first original series that they've done is a, it's a wrestling show called Lucha Underground. And I'm not a wrestling guy. I really, you know, we talk about it every once in a while on the show because it's kind of pertinent to, you know, geeky topics. But I'm not really a wrestling guy. I don't sit and watch Raw. I don't really do all that. But I thought, hey, let's give this a whirl because they put the full first season up on iTunes. And it's in seasons. There's like 39 episodes in the first season.
Huh.
Yeah. And it is, it's definitely a wrestling show. There are definitely like wrestling ring type style scenes, but there are also like these filmed and scripted like scenes that are shot almost like a CW superhero show, like with the heavy filters and the dramatic music and all this stuff. And I've only watched the first couple episodes of it. It's all luchadors. Like they're all like wearing the masks and the wrestling, and the wrestling is not it's not as flamboyant as American wrestling. It's very technical. It's actually kind of, the wrestling part's kind of boring, to be honest with you. But the storylines that they're setting up are just ridiculous.
Is
in
it
the
like
best way.
Like telenovela kind of stuff?
Almost or? Like telenovela. It's all in English, so I mean, oh, okay. So you have that. But no, they're setting up. The major heel is the wrestling promoter Dario, who in the first episode offered $100,000 for whoever wins this big match between these two wrestlers, and one of the guys wins, you know. So then all of a sudden these giant hulking dudes come in and just beat the tar out of both wrestlers. Then Dario steps in the ring and goes, "These men work for me. The $100,000 is mine." So he ended up giving himself $100,000 for winning his, oh, got a phone. Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's cool. But it's just like, just stupid stuff. It's ridiculous and dumb. And it's
that's what
kind
makes
of
it fun.
It sounds real. It sounds really good.
Yeah, it makes it fun. And it's nice being able to jump in on the ground floor so that you don't have to know anything about any of the wrestlers or 30 years of professional
it's
wrestling.
It's like
to
comics.
It's like comics. It's like a new number one issue, but an hour long wrestling show. Interesting. Really interesting.
Man, an hour long and 39 episodes. Robert Rodriguez really dumped some money in this.
He put some money into it, and it shows it. It looks really, really good.
Well, I'm glad.
So, yeah.
It's one of those things, like, scene shows that, like, bigger name people have kind of put money into, and a lot of them are not good.
Yeah, I think he might have actually directed the first, like, the interstitials for the first episode.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's interesting. And I had to look up some of the wrestlers, and as it turns out, like, most of them are from like California. And Dario's name's not really Dario. He's an actor. He's been on a bunch of telenovelas and whatever. But it's totally 100% scripted. And some of the wrestling is it's very clear that they are not hitting each other. It's like just like you can almost hear the whiff as they punch. But the first match was the Blue Demon Jr., who his dad was a huge wrestler back in the 60s and 70s.
And did some movies.
Did a ton of movies, too. Like,
yeah, we've watched a couple of Blue Demon.
Yeah. As much as I don't know about wrestling, I love luchador movies. And Blue Demon fought Dracula and like Wolfman and stuff. Like there was a whole series of movies where it was luchadors versus Mexican knockoff Universal Monsters.
There was also the one where he fought like a terrorist organization or something.
Oh yeah, the Champions of Justice.
Yeah,
they actually in Blue Demon's intro, they one of the commentators references that his dad was like part of the Guardians of the Galaxy, but for luchadors, and they were referencing that movie.
Okay.
Yeah. So they actually they throw in modern day references here and there to kind of help the fans along and stuff.
Okay.
But it's interesting. It's really interesting. So I'd say, yeah, that's cool. The other thing I checked out, and I'll go with this quick, is we don't talk about music very often, but whenever Weezer puts out a new album, I have to listen to it because I was a
huge Weezer fan.
Growing up was a huge Weezer fan. Not as much these days, but they put out a new album, and it's another self-titled. This is like their fourth or fifth self-titled album. This one's the White Album. So already setting kind of a high bar there. And The short review is it's a Weezer album. It sounds musically it has a lot of cues from Blue, their first two albums, Blue and Pinkerton, which is really kind of what they're getting back to. But it almost feels forced.
Like the last one did.
Yeah, like they're trying really hard. It's like, oh man, these first two albums did really well. We're going to try hard to make this work in this way. Whereas when those two albums were created, they were really organic, I guess. And the lyrics and the song, the songs, again, they're fine, but I don't know. It just
is. What album did that that Thank God for Girls song come
that's
from?
That's this album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I really don't care for that
song. I don't care for that song. The musically, I like it, but the lyrics are.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a running theme with this album, unfortunately. I mean, I want to see them do more stuff because I like the band. I like. Yeah. I like them, but.
They should stop trying to lyrically be themselves 30 years ago.
Exactly. That's a really good point. It's kind of disingenuous to listen to Rivers Cuomo singing about being a 16-year-old who can't get girls and is a loser in his basement.
When he's a
married adult man with children, multiple platinum records, and a degree from Harvard. It's kind of difficult to disconnect the song narrative from the actual singer.
He should do something more organic, like you said.
He should sing. I mean, I don't want to tell the artist how to do his art, but if it were me, I would probably sing more about stuff I'm in. No, now because your fan base has grown up, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, how many 16, 17-year-old kids are going to be, oh, man, new Weezer album. Love it. Can't get enough. No, it's the 30, 35-year-olds.
Yeah, it's the people that came with it.
Yeah, it's us, basically. So, but I want to see them continue and do more stuff. I listened to it. It kind of made me remember at one point there was a TV show based on Rivers' life. It was supposed to be like a sitcom.
Yeah, did that happen? Or
it didn't happen. I don't know. That's what I was wondering. I don't know what happened to it because it was based on when he went nuts and quit music business and went back to Harvard. That was what the show was supposed to be about.
That would have been a good show. That's a good concept for a show.
I think. But no, I guess it just never came to fruition, and I don't know. I don't know why. But anyway, I'm done.
Weezer be real.
Yeah.
There's your next album title, Be Real.
Be Real.
But they'll probably just have another color, because there's infinity colors.
Yeah, they could...
The Pruce album. Puce album.
Puce album, yeah. The turquoise album.
Yeah.
Forest green.
Maroon album.
Burnt umber.
The Maroon 5 album.
Weezer, the grayscale album.
Yeah, middle gray album.
That's what they should have called this one, to be honest with you.
Calling your album the White Album is probably a bad idea.
It's setting the bar way too high as it is. But yeah.
Plus, you know, when you fly too close to the sun there, Icarus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weezer's magical mystery tour. Sergeant Weezer's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Okay, this is bad.
Okay, yeah.
Let's move away from this.
We've milked that joke for all it's worth. All right.
We've reached
maximum goof.
Yeah.
Peak goof.
Peak Beatles reference.
Yep. All right.
I haven't really done a whole lot either. I've been rewatching Rick and Morty.
Never a bad thing.
Now that Hulu has season 2.
Cool.
And I've been pumping those out. And I think the second time through, I'm enjoying the second season more.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Like, I just watched, the one where Jerry and Beth go to marriage counseling.
Oh, I didn't like that one.
No, I don't really care for that one either. I liked the interdimensional TV one a little more, but I still don't care for it as much as the original one.
They shouldn't have tried to capture that lightning in a bottle again.
Yeah, no, because it definitely feels a little more forced. Oh, it's not as good.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard. But I still really love the Total Recall episode.
Which one is that?
With all the parasites with...
Oh, yeah. That episode's genius. I love that one.
With the people that just keep popping up.
When they grab onto some like sci-fi concept like that and run with it, that's when the show is at its best.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
The Purge Planet one's pretty
good. Oh, no. The Purge one was the one I just finished.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's a great episode.
Yeah.
The first season like that was like that too, though. There's some episodes in the first season that just are not good.
No. No, they're just not as many that aren't good.
There's like a... What was the one with the... There's a woman planet and all the jokes are
the Gazorpa, the Gazorpazort planet.
That one was
Raising Gazorpazort.
That was kind of rough. Real bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel bad because the woman who played Deanna Troi is the voice of the main female Gazorpazort queen lady.
That episode seems like it was written by comedians from the 90s.
No, she's not.
I thought she was.
No, that's the... What's her name from... not...
Oh, right, Erin Soon.
Erin Soon from Farscape. Claudia Black. That's who that was.
Okay.
Yeah. No, because I love Farscape, and that's why I...
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. No, I'm not completely with it.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
Do love Farscape. Oh, my God.
Farscape is a great show.
Farscape was, like, the best.
Space Muppets.
Yeah, Space Muppets. It was, and the story was good.
I will say, I always loved Farscape, but there for a while, they had a bunch of DVD, like, sets of Zed in stores. Lex, that's it, Lex.
Oh, God.
And I accidentally picked up the entire season, a series of Lex, thinking it was Farscape once. I mean, it only ended up costing me like $10 because they were like in the dollar bin.
Oh, my God. Those are two ends of spectrums.
Yeah.
I told you about the note I got from someone who bought first season of Lex.
Might have, but remind me.
It got returned with a note taped to it saying that this is not a sci-fi movie or show that is pornography.
Lex was a weird one. Yeah.
It wasn't quite porn, but it was really...
It was as close as you could get on cable.
On cable television. It was pretty rough.
Yeah, and it's not even good.
No.
It's garbage. Beyond,
yeah. But Farscape is great.
No, Farscape is very...
Yeah.
Anyway, so Rick and Morty, rewatching that.
The season 2 equivalent of Raising Gazorpazorp is that episode where Rick meets up with that
Unity?
Unity, yeah.
Yeah.
The hive mind.
Yeah.
There were
bits of that I enjoyed, but that episode as a whole wasn't very good.
No, that ending of that episode is...
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
And I don't like it when Rick and Morty tries to be serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
But that might be a way that it's kind of...
Yeah, we'll see what the third season brings us.
Yeah.
Since it's going to be probably coming soon.
Probably.
Oh, you know how it uses that Nine Inch Nails song, Hurt, at the end of I read on the internet in an interview with, I think it was Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland, that originally they wanted to use the Johnny Cash version.
Oh,
and
nice.
To get a sound alike to say, like, to insert the word squanch into the song. So it'd be like,
that would have been much better.
I squanched myself today. Like,
yeah,
that would have been hilarious.
That would have been great. That might have saved that episode, to be honest.
Yeah. But the rights, that would have been a nightmare. So they didn't do it.
Oh man.
Speaking of Dan Harmon, did you see, CISO, the, online, the streaming channel is picking up a Harmon Quest, the animated version of his D&D campaign.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's like live action shots where they're actually playing D&D and then they animate, and it looks very Rick and Morty-ish.
Yes, please.
Some of the comedy bits, and it's Dan Harmon, and it's just a whole bunch of people.
Okay, that's...
I just saw that pop up the other day.
I need to get a CISO account.
I do too.
Because there's a lot of stuff on there I would watch, and the upcoming My Brother and Me show.
That's, yeah.
Oh, Mam's doing a show?
They're getting a show. Yeah.
Oh, man, I am so behind on so much of the McAvoy stuff.
And I want to watch the Jonah Ray, that Hidden America. Mm-hmm. That looks really good.
Yep. I have a feeling that's where Mystery Science Theater is going to end up. I just kind of have a feeling. So
that would be another reason to get it.
That would be it. Yeah.
Although the classic episodes that they send you for the Kickstarter are on some weird website called VHX.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I kind of already had those anyway, though. So
yeah, there was a couple of them that I don't think had been released before, but
I still have.
Yeah, because circulating the tapes.
Yeah. Well, then let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we come back, we'll talk about some news,
newsy stuff.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 127 South Sandusky Avenue in downtown Bucyrus, 419-562-0404, and online at subcultureoh.com.
We're back. That was California Kids by Weezer. We talked about the album before, so...
It seemed like we probably should play a track from it.
It seemed about right, yeah.
Boy, was a Weezer song.
It sure was. It sure was. Anyway.
Little notes of Buddy Holly in there.
Yeah, and you get that through the entire album. So, anyway, let's get in some news. And Pokemon Go? Do we want to jump in?
Sure.
Let's Pokemon jump Go in. Time.
Yeah, that's something we'd skipped over our check it outs just because we've all been checked. Everyone on Earth.
It is the big thing right now.
Yeah. I did not expect this app to get as big as it has been. It's kind of insane.
I can't tell, like, what's best. Like, the really super positive news stories that are coming out?
Or the kind of crappy negative news
stories? Yeah, I mean...
Well,
let's start with the positives.
Yeah, let's start with the positive.
And impressions and whatnot.
Yeah, I tell you, I've been out exercising. Like, I run pretty regularly and stuff. But, like, the past 4 days, I've either biked or jogged or ran hunting Pokemon. And,
you gotta chase them down.
Yeah, you gotta catch them all. I hear that's what you have to do. there are them, and you have to catch them.
All of them.
So, it's the craziest thing because I've gone out of my way to places that I don't normally go and bike or jog. And I've seen people, there are people out
everywhere.
And about. Everywhere.
Yeah. Like,
you
it's
can
nuts.
You can tell they're playing it by the way their heads are down looking at their phone and they have a certain walk about them.
Yeah.
Which I've taken to calling the Pokemon Shuffle.
You mean people spinning around trying to find the direction of the Pokemon they want?
Yeah, that's another one,
that's
too.
It. Yeah.
Kind of a Poke Pirouette. Which is why I turn AR mode off, so you don't have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
It does make me feel like I'm cheesing the game a little. It makes me feel a little bit lame not to use the AR.
But it's more battery friendly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, if I'm sneaking a catch of a poke at work, sneaking a poke at
sneaking
work.
A poke at work. Well, we found the episode title.
Yeah. Like, I can't be standing in there doing circles when I'm supposed to be working, so, you know.
Yeah. But
poke at work.
That was gold.
I love it. But no, it's crazy the amount of people that I've seen out.
And, like, people that you maybe would not expect.
A lot of pasty people out in the sun, rubbing their eyes because the sun hurts. The outside light bulb is burning their eyeballs.
That's why I poke hunt at night.
Ah, yes.
Put on sunscreen, people who don't normally go outside, because you will burn real fast.
You will burn. But, yeah. For example, there near my house is, there's like four, like, cemeteries, basically.
Mm-hmm. One of them. Maybe we should explain how the game works.
I guess we should, yeah, because we talked about it a little bit last week, but it's a GPS system that you they randomly place like Pokemon pop up, and
you walk around your neighborhood, and mm-hmm. at random different Pokemon will pop up around you.
Well, yeah. It's not different Pokemon because I keep getting the same ones.
Well, the same here, but no, it's. You walk around, and it's tied in with the Ingress app and a lot of their stuff that had, like,
overlays.
Control points and stuff. So it one-to-one correlates with this game where you have Pokestops, which
makes sense because they're made by the same people.
And they're, like, landmarks. They're, like, things you normally wouldn't...
Statues.
See.
Historical plaques. I've noticed a lot of
historical plaques.
A lot of churches for some reason.
Yeah.
A lot
of churches.
Every church is either a Pokestop or a gym.
I guess because they're kind of public spaces. Like, nobody's going to yell at you for being at a church.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, you go, you get items from there, and it's really neat. You get to see places that you normally wouldn't see. And
you get to catch Pokemon.
Yeah.
Which, like, the catching system is different from the original games. The whole thing is different from the original games.
Yeah, if you're expecting regular Pokemon, you're going to have a bad time.
No.
But it's fun, though.
Yeah, and you throw Pokeballs at these Pokemon in this, like, kind of this little flick motion, and it feels really, it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of friction, and
yeah,
it's just a good feeling to throw the ball at them.
Good toss feel.
Yeah. Yeah, good toss feel. Good game feel, I think is the word.
Yeah, that's
and,
it.
And also, if you, like, make it fancy and put a curve on it, you'll get, like, bonus experience.
Yeah.
But it's just neat seeing people out.
Yeah, and it's like not just like maybe a couple people here. People are out in legions.
Yeah, yeah. Like I was gonna say, one of the four cemeteries is like a veterans.
It's not really a cemetery. It's more a memorial.
It's a memorial. It's a veterans. It's like three cemeteries and then the veterans memorial.
Yeah,
at this intersection, and there are three different like landmarks.
Yeah.
That pop up like in a triangle in that veterans park, and there are items that you can use to make.
More Pokemon appear.
Lures is what they're called, but it just makes them appear more. So for the last four nights, I've seen, driving to work, there have been more and more people congregating around this
Like some area. Reports are saying 50 people.
I counted 50 people at one point. Yeah, the first night I was there, I was biking, and there was, you know, maybe a dozen or so. And the next night, there were more. And then I was heading to work late the other night, and yeah, I counted at least 50 people just milling about this park where normally there's
nobody.
Yeah. People just drive past it.
Yeah, you may see like maybe one person checking it out.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, like it's gotten to the point now where the Marion police are patrolling more.
Yeah,
like I was reading.
Yeah, they got to catch all those Mons.
I was reading something online where people were talking and a cop pulled up and they were thinking they were going to get dispersed because there were so many people there.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to see how it worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did hear lately that because of the amount of people, they're going to try to start shutting it down about midnight.
That makes sense. That seems
people loitering in those particular places.
That seems fair. And businesses are starting to get in on it as
well. Oh, yeah. Like I went to Walmart and I already had an external charger for my phone.
Which is something you're definitely going to need for
this. Oh, yeah. It saps your battery like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And I've noticed now, if I'm using battery saver mode in Pokemon Go, mm-hmm. it causes my game to freeze a lot.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Okay.
So I haven't been using it.
Gotcha.
And I went to Walmart for something else, and I just happened to pass an end cap with external chargers on it with Pokemon merchandise all around the edges. I'm like, oh, man. Walmart gets it.
Yeah.
It's... Well, crazy.
Between that, I've seen reports of like restaurants and bars and different places like that. Yeah.
We were at Polaris the other day and the pub, the English pub themed pub, mm-hmm. had a sign out front that's like, you like Pokemon? You like beer? Come inside. Yeah. And they had Pokemon drink specials.
Yeah, and I've seen places where like they'll put up lures for their spot and say, if you catch, you know, show us that you caught 10 things while you're here and we'll give you a couple bucks off your next drink or something like that. That's really cool.
I saw a sign. It was at a Dairy Queen. I don't know where.
Yeah, you could go the other direction and do it the wrong way like this Dairy Queen.
It said, Pokemon are for paying customers only. Because apparently a lot of people were coming. That's another thing. When you're playing Pokemon Go, you don't have to go into the building.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go into buildings. Just
be smart. Just
you can
be
get
cool.
them. You can get them outside.
Yeah,
but like that police station we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you don't have to go in.
Yeah,
that sand shrew isn't going anywhere fast.
Yeah, that's another thing. People need to be careful because I almost hit a couple people coming home from work the other night that were Pokemon going. They weren't looking and they stepped off the curb
they
and
were
slipped.
Almost Pokemon gone.
Yeah, yeah. My car is super effective.
That screen when you open the app up is not kidding around. Pay attention to what you're doing.
Yeah.
The girl that I work with, she has a cousin that's a police officer. She said that she pulled over like five people for swerving and they all were playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, wow.
That's another thing. Don't Pokemon Go and drive.
Don't
do
that.
Do not.
She just gave them warnings, though. She said,
yeah.
It's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Pulled over to catch a Nidoran in Fair Park the other day.
But it's interesting. It's interesting how much of an impact this has had on society.
It's nuts.
Have you seen that thing about those kids? Those kids that found that dead body?
Yeah.
Because they were out hunting for Pokemon?
Yeah. Talking about going places you wouldn't normally go, just randomly in parks or nature or whatever, dead body.
Dead body.
Yeah. And there are, you know, there are a lot of landmarks and a lot of gyms where you battle them and stuff like that. I guess there's been a war for the White House gym.
Yeah. Yeah. Valor has been controlling the White House and the Pentagon.
Yeah. And this one actually makes me laugh a lot. And this is probably as political as I'm ever going to get on this show. The Westboro Baptist Church is a gym, and someone has been putting high level Clefairies in it
the name love is love.
Love is love. And so the Westboro Baptist Church has their own, has one of their super, super crazy conservative lawyer type people that their only job is battle this, get good and battle this Clefairy
that is here.
Yeah, and their Pokemon have really horrible names.
Yeah, it's real bad. I mean, that's real bad, but I think it's funny that they're, someone's making a joke and kind of taking, let's get off this topic. I just wanted to bring up the fact that that's kind of a funny
that's
thing.
A thing. That's a
funny
thing. the online
rivalries.
Thank
that's
you.
The word you're saying, thinking of. Okay, good.
Between the three different teams.
Oh.
Like the memes that come out of it.
There have been a lot of memes.
Are hilarious. Some are hilarious. Some are awful.
Yeah.
And mean.
Yep.
Well, I mean, if you didn't pick yellow, you picked the wrong team.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll agree to disagree. At least we're not Team Valor.
At least we're not red.
At least we're not red.
Yeah.
Better dead than red.
Yeah.
But anyway.
On the whole, Team Valor is hot garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. I have a lot of friends that went Team Valor, and it breaks my heart a little bit.
Yeah, they're garbage people.
My friend Matt Bell went Team Valor. Elswick's Mystic.
Sure, yeah.
But we're all part of the Mystic Falcons in our LARP group, so it's kind of our thing.
Well, there you go.
Oh, you want to talk about like...
sounds like a sports team.
It does.
The Mystic Falcons.
It sounds like a Legends of the Hidden Temple team. Yeah.
Speaking of Legends of Hidden Temple, though, I saw because the Pokemon, like, verse has grown, like, exponentially on the internet as far as, like, stuff I see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I already saw a lot, but now it's like I'm choking on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden Temple themed like shirt
with the logo
with Pokemon stuff.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Like this, like blue Gyaradoses and things like that. It was kind of neat. I actually thought about getting it.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing the amount of the people of different walks of life that are getting into this.
Oh yeah,
like my mom plays Pokemon Go. I never would have imagined that be a thing. I helped her catch a Pikachu. She was very excited about that.
Did you do the trick where you
walk
away?
Yes, we did.
Away?
We sure did.
There's a trick if you want a Pikachu instead of
starter.
The three starters, just walk away from the three starters.
You got to walk about a quarter mile.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You got to walk
yeah,
far away.
Yeah, you got to walk far enough away they disappear.
Mm-hmm. About three times, actually.
Yeah.
Because they respawn around you if you walk far enough away. But the
come
fourth
on,
time, it's
come
like...
Come on, no. No.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know some people that are a little salty that had to come out like after pretty much everyone had started playing the game.
That's what happens when you're an early adopter.
Yeah,
that's just. The way
I mean,
it goes.
I would have went for the Pikachu.
Oh, I would have too. Absolutely. Heck yeah, little Bolt Rat. Heck yeah.
But I mean, it's nuts. Like, so many people at work play it. And probably some people played at work while they're working, and I get a little
That's
mad.
Probably not cool.
Like, I made a joke to my boss yesterday. I was walking by. I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm taking a Pokemon break. And she just looked at me like, what? And our manpower coordinator, who's kind of in the know, she goes, there's a Pokemon game on phone. She goes, oh, I better not see you playing Pokemon. And I'm like, I'm not playing Pokemon while I'm working. But you can't stop me on break.
I don't see how you could in a factory. Yeah. Like,
there are certain jobs where you
have downtime.
There's downtime, or it's a little easier to maybe kind of be on your phone.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which my area is not, because it's a lot of hand movement. But there are people.
Oh, sure. I imagine. You got to be smart.
About it. I saw a sign of somebody's work. It says, "We're paying you to work, not to catch imaginary Pokemon on your phone."
Yeah, you just got to be smart with it. You got to remember it is a game.
It is a game. There's no reason to get that wrapped up into it.
No,
the fact that people are getting exercise is amazing.
I think it's great. You'll be able to spot in 6 months. You'll be able to spot nerds by their well-defined calves and deep tans.
I was walking. I was doing Pokemon stuff in Columbus on Sunday, and walk in like the circuit of like the arena district and stuff
sure,
like that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a ton down there.
Oh god, yeah,
I bet.
And I was walking past 16-bit because mm-hmm. I parked near there, mm-hmm. and there was a guy sitting outside 16-bit, just kind of on his phone, and we kind of struck up a conversation, and he made the comment. He's like, you know, be honest, if it wasn't for this app, would you have stopped to talk to me? I'm like, honestly, probably no, because I'm not really big on talking to strangers. He's like, I know, right? And there have just been stories coming out of people who are getting more sociable.
Oh, sure. I've met cool teen friends.
Oh, yeah.
Walking the graveyard, sure.
There's that.
Yeah, that's a sentence I never thought I'd ever say.
And they weren't even goth.
They weren't. No, they weren't.
I really, really want to see this app grow.
Yeah.
Because right now, it's like, yeah, we're really super positive about it. It's not good.
No, it's very not. Bare bones at the moment.
It's bare bones, and it doesn't work half the time because the servers are garbage.
Yeah.
It amazes me that people want to catch fake Pokemon in real life so bad that they'll put up with this broken app that freezes constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it's the fun of the Pokemon and the social, or do you think it's because everything else is kind of so not super great
right now
that everybody's kind of latched onto this one little shred of good?
I think not to bring
the conversation down a little bit,
it
but
it might have something to do with it.
Because I've had some I've thought about that a little bit. Because
I have too, a little bit, because the world is kind of a crap place right now.
And the app's not good.
No. No.
Crashes constantly.
Doesn't connect to the servers at all. Half the time.
The amount of fake dumb monsters that I have lost because my phone has hiccuped.
Or the app has hiccuped halfway through. Or Pokeballs I've lost that I paid money for.
Yeah.
I just lost what I was going to say.
It's okay. We gotta get off this topic anyway.
Even through all this, like, it's still fun.
Yeah.
I think it's the nostalgia. That's what I wanted.
A lot of this.
I think a lot of it is for mostly for us older people who grew up with the original game going and then going forward.
Sure, there's a real good reason why they started with the original 151.
Also, notice they aged up the trainers.
Yes.
They're not kids. Those are
20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. So, anyway, we got to get off this topic anyway, because we've talked about it for like 20 minutes. So,
Pokemon Go. Get it.
Go get it.
Go get it. Go get you some Pokemon. Anyway.
And some exercise. And meet cool people.
Also, if you're mad because the game mechanics are different from the original game, don't be
grow
a wiener.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
it's cool. Just be cool.
It wouldn't work either. If you think about it,
it wouldn't.
It would, everything would take too long. Mm-hmm. If you think the servers are overloaded now, imagine if they were handling all that data.
Yeah, it would not have been
great. I'm just excited because they're already talking about putting trading and stuff in the game.
Yeah, which,
that's something they were going to eventually do anyway.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the core features of the franchise.
Trading and
player-to-player
interaction.
Non-gym
battling,
yes.
I think is what I heard. So
that should have honestly have been in there from the beginning.
But they wanted to get the app out, and I don't blame them for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go ahead and move on to some extra
non-Pokemon
stuff.
News.
Yeah. So Warner Brothers got in a little trouble. Warner Brothers Games specifically, news reports have come out that they were paying
bigger name YouTubers,
most notably PewDiePie, the Swedish guy that screams
a lot
video games,
and kids love them.
And
for
kids
some
just
reason.
Love them. They just can't get enough. Paid them for positive reviews of their games and didn't disclose it. That's the important part. They didn't disclose that they were branded.
Yeah. Some
content.
YouTubers disclose it in their See More tab on YouTube.
Yeah.
And the FTC says that's not good enough.
You can't do that because they're using these YouTubers as influencers to buy
just
more games.
Just an ad.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not great. It's really not great.
Now, is it more on Warner Brothers for not saying something or the YouTuber for not saying something?
That's an excellent question. All the reports I've seen is that the FCC is coming down on Warner
FTC?
Brothers. FTC is coming down on Warner Brothers.
Because I feel like
it should be both parties.
I agree.
Because I know recently, in more recent news, some YouTubers got in trouble because of Counter-Strike.
Yeah,
and that's, the that's gambling the thing. And mm-hmm. And they did not disclose the fact that
they owned
this
company.
Particular gambling site.
Yeah.
For it, and they were trying to say, there was a big legal battle with that, mm-hmm. and they're trying to say, well, we disclosed, you know, that we were sponsored. Because, yeah, but you didn't disclose the fact that you owned it and the fact that they were participating in these events,
right?
Which
has even gotten Valve into trouble a little bit for it too.
Yeah. So I feel like if they're going to come down on Warner Brothers, they need to come down on these people for not disclosing in their videos that this.
I feel like a lot of these YouTubers are kids that wouldn't know better.
That's some of the point I was
PewDiePie,
just make.
PewDiePie should know better.
Yeah, PewDiePie should know better. He's got $16 million.
Well, that doesn't mean that he's a business master,
though.
Well,
probably got a lawyer that he should have talked to.
You got a good point there. But hey, when Warner Brothers rolls up the dump truck to your house and say, hey, how about you talk about Shadows of Mordor or whatever?
Yeah, and we'll unload this dump truck full of money on you.
And he goes, yeah, great! You know, whatever. I don't know. I've never watched PewDiePie. I just know his streams.
I think that's pretty much
That's pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, come on. He's got to find a new place because he got evicted for being too loud.
Yeah.
But either way, it's all really dumb and shady.
What? I'm still laughing at that. Yeah, great!
Oh, God.
Toe to tip, that's a PewDiePie.
That's a PewDiePie. That's right. Okay. Anyway, let's keep this news train rolling. So there's going to be a live action X-Men series on Fox. Is that something?
Yeah, apparently.
I forget the actual.
I like that thing that Mikey.
Here it is.
Tweeted about it. That it says, "Don't worry, it's by the people who made Gotham." And Mikey Newman's like, "You can either take that as a good thing or a threat."
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay, apparently Fox has put an order in for a pilot for a TV series for X-Men set in the Bryan Singer universe, and okay. He is executive producer of it.
Okay, so it's going to not be... It's going to look nice.
Yes.
For at least the first episode is going to look nice, because I'll burn all their budget after that first episode.
Some of the writers are the people from Burn Notice.
Okay, well, Burn Notice, that's gotten some critical acclaim.
That
was a show that people seemed to like.
I mean, it was okay.
I couldn't tell you what it was about.
Yeah, I would prefer them to do, if they want to set it in the X universe, have it be about another. There's another school, the Hellfire, the Massachusetts Academy.
Yeah,
which was based around the Hellfire Club, which has popped up in First Class. That's actually the nightclub from the 60s.
Oh, wow. Some of the Netflix Marvel people are attached to this, too.
Okay, well, then it might not be bad after all. But anyway, I would rather see them tackle characters that you don't normally see X-Men stories about and not tie it directly to the Xavier School.
So it doesn't turn into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where it's like, oh, you just missed Thor. He was here, but now he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are working with Marvel for Fox. And the team, and a lot of the team that are actually a part of the creation process, mm-hmm. are from the Jessica Jones and Daredevil.
Okay, well, that's cool. I think they need to do stuff. They need to not set it at the Xavier Academy, because we're not going to have a show about Cyclops. We're not going to have a show about Wolverine. You're not going to see Jean Grey. You're not even going to see. You might not even see Patrick Stewart show up.
Because you might. They won't be able to tell stories that affect the movies
at all. Exactly. So, I don't know. I know FX is working on that show Legion, which is tangentially tied to the X-Men universe.
Confirmed Legion is not set in the X-Men universe.
Oh, really? That's a shame, because he's an X-Men character.
Yeah, he's Professor X's kid from the future.
Yeah. Yeah, he totally is. So, okay. Well, I'm down for it. They tried it years ago,
and it was not good.
What was it? Generation X?
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie was weird. Did you ever see that?
I did.
TV movie?
Yeah.
With Matt Frewer as that dream guy?
Yeah, and Jubilee was in it?
Yeah.
She's like the only actual X-Men?
No, they were all X-Men.
Were they?
Yeah, but they were all the 90s version of the New Mutants that no one knew anything about. Like Skin, the guy who just had really stretchy skin.
Yeah, I remember him.
Ew.
Yeah.
Look at what I can do. Oh, stop.
That was basically a part of the thing. He was being dropped off at the school, and his sister didn't want him to leave, so she held on
to his hand.
His hand, and his hand,
car drove by.
The skin on his hand stretched out super long, and the best 90s CG you've ever seen. It was just not It was not good.
No. No. But, you know, let's hope it's good.
Let's hope it's good. Marvel seems to put out some pretty good TV shows, and while this isn't mainline Marvel Studios, I'm sure that they would prefer
there is
to
a
not
creative
have,
stake in it.
They would prefer to not have something that they put out not be quality.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I kind of hope it leads to more Fox X-Men or Fox Marvel collaborations on X-Men projects, kind of like Sony and Marvel with Spider-Man.
Yes. I really want that to happen.
Because, you know, I want some, you know, not that the newer stuff isn't bad for, you know, as far as movies go and stuff. They're certainly not great.
I want Wolverine in the X-Men movies just as a cameo.
Yeah.
In the Avengers movies. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's hot in here. I'm starting to get a little loopy.
Yeah, we're getting cooked.
We're getting the vapors.
But yeah, it's not a lot of news, but there are a lot of good names attached to it.
Well, that's good. That's good. So what can you tell me about this Overwatch character?
There is a new Overwatch character. She's Farrah's mom.
Okay.
Farrah being the jetpack rocket Egyptian lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a support sniper. So she's a sniper that can also heal people from a distance.
Oh, that's an interesting take on that character, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a... Yeah, it'll be it's a definite a interesting play style.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because pretty much all the other support healer types, pretty much got to be right there, and they're typically the ones getting, you know, mowed down first.
And okay. the game needed more snipers. There's only Widowmaker really.
Mm.
So now there's a
second pretty much,
sniper.
Pretty much.
She's got a cool like sleep bomb attack. That makes people fall asleep, which
That's
looks
cool.
funny. They just hit the ground with Z's coming out of them.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. So this is the first new character. The game's been out for what, like a month?
Yeah, maybe a month or two.
Okay, do you see them continuing?
Oh, I thought
this
it's been out longer
new,
than that.
Well, the beta was out for a while.
Oh, yeah, like a year or so.
Mm-hmm. Do you see them doing more of these regular character additions?
Oh, yeah, that was the plan all along.
Oh, it was? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, because there are many characters that we've seen images of that we don't really know anything about.
And this was one of them. They had teased her before.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
In the lore, which there's a surprisingly a lot of.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
But I hope they kind of trickle out heroes instead of bringing out, like, a bunch of heroes all at once to keep... Because, to be honest, as much as I really love the game, I haven't really touched it in a while.
No, I haven't either.
And
not for lack of wanting to, I just haven't.
Yeah, I got busy. There isn't a lot of variety in the game, so I kind of, not that the game's bad, I kind of reached max like Overwatch saturation.
It got stale.
It got stale. Yeah,
and it gets to the point where it takes forever to get a loot box.
Yeah,
it takes forever to level up.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of.
And I don't feel like spending real money on.
Cosmetic items when you don't know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
There's a podcast that I listened to, and one of the guys spent $600 buying loot boxes.
Why?
I think Polygon bought 50 loot boxes.
Yeah, they do that a lot in videos.
Just to see what they get.
Yeah.
They do that with Hearthstone card packs, too.
Yeah.
I can't imagine spending $600 on items and different skins.
Yeah. They're not worth...
I can't imagine.
They're
that.
Cool, but they're not that cool.
It's hardly worth spending.
I can't imagine
a small
spending
$50
on something like that.
Yeah.
I can't. That's just. It makes no sense to me.
Buying $5 worth of Pokeballs was kind of a stretch
that
for
one
me,
didn't,
but
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't feel super great about that, but I figured, hey, I've spent the time.
Yeah.
They earned that money.
They made a fun game, so.
I know
I
won't be spending any more money in it. I'll tell you.
Oh, I'm buying that $35 bracelet.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm going to buy it.
Good luck finding it because it's gone
sold
up for pre-order and sold out everywhere.
Yep, I know.
Yeah.
I'm biding my time.
Yeah.
I'll probably get it too at some point.
Someone will have it on sale somewhere.
Yeah. There are some people who have access to them, I guess, that are like charging like ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of pre-sales on eBay that are nuts.
That's no.
No.
By the way, we're talking about the bracelet for Pokemon Go that you'll be able to get in the future.
We've looped back around to Pokemon Go because it's all consuming.
That helps you catch Pokemon without looking at your phone.
Yeah. Now, do you think the app has to be open?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because that's just the way the app works.
Gotcha.
Which I hope they fix that. I hope they do... push notifications when Pokemon are nearby. That would be nice.
That would be cool.
I actually just got asked today if I want push notifications from Pokemon Go.
Oh.
Yeah.
It never asked before.
There was an update.
Yeah. Okay. Last thing here. This is kind of a quick one. San Diego Comic-Con's coming up in a couple weeks. That's kind of why news is a little light.
It's a little dry.
To be honest. Because everyone's gearing up for that. But one of the reports that's coming out is, at least in Hall H, I don't know if it's the other...
Areas.
But Hall H is the big
Hall
one.
Hall H is the big one. Big one where they do a lot of the
trailers and trailers things like and that.
Big
yeah.
movie previews and stuff. That they are setting up... there's technology being installed that will block iPhone users from taking video. Taking bootleg video of the panels and whatnot. And... I don't know how I feel about that.
It's going to kill the internet.
It's going to make it harder for people who cover the news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who can't necessarily go.
Yeah. Because we'll be beholden to people who are writing articles up there. They can put whatever spin they want on it.
Yeah.
I understand that they want to control the media leaks where they can.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of trailers and a lot of things get leaked, and a lot of companies have been, because they know about it, are just... As soon as they air it on there, they're just going to put it on YouTube anyway on their official accounts.
Yeah, but it makes me wonder, is San Diego Comic-Con going to make their own like pay-for service where you have to go and get their official stream of the panels?
Probably.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I get it as a
business thing, it makes sense.
Yes.
But as a fan and as a halfway news provider, I guess... that sucks. I'm not happy about that.
No. I mean,
part of me thinks it would be really cool to go to San Diego Comic-Con, and part of me seems like it'd be a nightmare.
I would never go. I love comic conventions. I love going to that stuff. I love it. There's no amount of money you can pay me to go to San Diego Comic-Con, because it is like you're packed in there to the point where you can't enjoy anything, and it's hot. And
you're standing in line all the time.
It's gotten too big. The convention has gotten too big, from what I understand. And I just, no. Plus,
even
the,
for a week.
Plus, the price is astronomical. Oh, there's yeah. no way I'd it's ever ridiculous. Spend that kind of money on a convention.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But,
but I don't know. It's kind of on my list of things I would like to experience at least once in my life.
I would like to go to a big con, sure, but not that big con.
Not that, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I think we've pretty well hit our time for the week, so let's get out of here. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverload website.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet at us @nerd_overload or follow us on YouTube for occasional videos.
Occasional. They're coming. They're coming
Nerd
soon.
Nerd Overload TV.
We are working on them. They're also on iTunes and Stitcher, and you can find us at WZMOFM.com on Saturdays at 10 a.m. and 9 p.m.
And if you're in the local listening area, you can find us at 107.5 WZMO.
That's right.
At those times.
So, yep, thanks again for listening, and until next week.
Pizza out.
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.